December 20th, an honorable thing. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3, New King James. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. With all the rush and business of the Christmas season, I want to do a short and sweet devotional. This one is dedicated to everyone who has to face potentially combustible family get-togethers. The season can force relationships with those we are not often around. Now, if this is catching you completely by surprise and all is good in your family relationships, I hope you stop and thank God. Many do not share that luxury. Here's a different way of looking at a potential conflict. Do the honorable thing by not engaging and choosing to walk away, ignore it, or pass on commenting. I know, this is not an easy task. Our verse for today said it's the honorable thing, not the easiest thing. And the rest of the verse is even more pointed. Since any fool can start a quarrel. The challenge is when some foolish one starts something up and you feel honor-bound to defend and engage. Here are some thoughts that may help you do the honorable thing. You are so secure that you don't have to win. Joyce said, I used to argue and start strife like there was a prize for winning, and she was right, until I realized I don't have to win. I don't have to win to feel good about myself. You're the bigger person. You're the honorable one who does not have to stoop to being a fool. I know that sounds terribly blunt, but I'm only quoting the verse. It requires a bigger person, a person of honor, to step away from striving. And it will make the dinner go a whole lot better. Proverbs 17:1, New Living Translation says, better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. An absence of strife and conflict makes every meal taste better. The key to being an honorable person, one deserving of honor, is to just not start an argument. Proverbs 17:14, again, New Living Translation. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so stop before a dispute breaks out. Once you let the water out, it's hard to get it back in. So to quote an old 90s phrase, don't go there. And finally, one more idea that will help. Before you go to a family gathering or host one, pray and ask the Lord for help. To help you be a light and a blessing. Declare your home to be a place of peace. Then do what is honorable to keep the peace. You'll never be able to control everyone, but you can control yourself. Here's our prayer. Lord, I ask you to guide my feet into the way of peace during this Christmas season. Help me be that honorable person and represent you well.